Hello, hello, and welcome. Welcome once again to the Start, Scale, and Succeed podcast, the only podcast that grows with you through all seven stages of your journey as a founder. And today we're going to talk about a topic that you have all heard of. There's a tool that you pretty much all use, or maybe should, on a weekly, even daily basis. And in my experience working with founders who are trying to scale their sales beyond their own ability, I have found that most of us use it wrong. What are we talking about today? We are talking about the CRM. And I'm hardly an expert in CRMs, so we've got one with us here today. And that is the one and only Andy Odd-Eight, who is an international speaker, renowned small business marketing expert, and the founder of Progreta. With a proven track record, he specializes in assisting small businesses in effectively marketing their high-ticket services through webinars that have attracted over 9,500 entrepreneurs. Andy's SaaS, or SaaS, has achieved him a seven-figure run rate, and his guidance has empowered thousands of small businesses to create marketing campaigns that have collectively generated $20 million, more than $20 million in revenue. He's here with us today. Andy, I'm so excited to have you on the show. I have to admit out of the gate here that I have a little bit of a love-hate relationship with the CRM world, and I think you're going to be able to solve that for us. So you help businesses to streamline, to grow faster, and for a founder who a remarkable number of folks still meet this definition, but they're relying on spreadsheets or napkins or some other form of keeping track of things, particularly their clients, how is that holding them back?
Well, I mean, it's processes and systems. The way to grow and scale a business, once again, thank you, Scott, for having me here, man. So it's when you think about scaling a business, it's the processes and systems that you have that allows you to predictably scale, or it's going to hold you back without them. And when we think about processes and systems, a CRM is going to allow you to effectively keep track of every single customer at the specific stage of their journey with you. So you can keep track of people who are leads and maybe they're not specific customers, but you can also keep track of people who are specific customers. You ever get those emails or text messages from a company that you might already be doing business with them? You're already a long-term subscriber with them. It could be a gym, and you've been a member of the gym for years, and they send you a message, and that message says, hey, we would love to have you as a customer. Here's a discount. How do you feel when that happens, Scott? I know for me, when I get those messages, totally I'm like, annoying. Dude, I've been with you guys for years. What's wrong with your processes? What's wrong with your systems?
Yes.
And that's what small business owners need or founders need, is they need those systems to be able to track their customers so that way they can communicate effectively based on where that customer is at in the journey.
Yeah, very cool. All right, so there are a lot of CRMs out there, and I have found when you're buying something like a CRM, you're buying it from someone who not only has a sales team, but is a sales company, and that's got its own challenge because they tend to be pretty good at what they do. Lots of smooth talkers, lots of great presentations, but how do you get behind all of that, you know, for better or worse, and know which is the right CRM for you?
Well, we got to look at what your customer's cycle is. What is the journey for your customer, and maximize the tool specifically for your customer. So first step is to identify what is your customer's journey. And it doesn't have to be a company that's sales driven. It could be a company that is direct response marketing, where you create marketing funnels and a lead comes in and you automatically email them. You may not have a sales team, but all the sales are automatic. That in itself needs a CRM. And because what you're going to do here is you're going to use a CRM to track the customers in their journey, communicate with the customers, and have a system to track all the communication that you've had with your customers. So that way you can go back and look at. So as your company grows, when you get to 100 customers, maybe you'll be able to manage it on yourself. Okay. So if you're a founder right now, you're at 100, under 100 customers, maybe you can manage it on your personal iPhone and you can remember like, yeah, Bob, I sent him a text message. Let me find Bob in my contacts. Oh yeah, Tim, and so on and so forth. But then you start scaling your business and you start getting past 100 customers. You got 200, 300, 400 customers. You're going to need to bring in a team. One of the value points for a CRM is you can have one platform that you and your team can log into and respond on behalf of the company. I'll give you an example. We have, in our CRM, we have thousands of customers. However, one of our customers, for example, is in the hair salon industry. So they run a hair salon business. All 12 stylists that work in that hair salon, every single text message, every single phone call, every single email was originally coming from each and every single one of their cell phones individually at the salon. So you walk into the salon, there's 12 stylists working at 12 different hair stations. Each of them have their own personal iPhone. They're communicating on behalf of the they're communicating on behalf of the business to each and individual customer. So when a customer walks in, they get a hairstylist phone number and they're like, hey, yeah, Barbara, shoot me a text message to book the next appointment. Well, guess what happens when Barbara, the hairstylist, is sick that day and the client comes in for the hair appointment? Well, Barbara's sick. The client comes in and they're like, hey, I had a hair appointment with you guys. Barbara's sick. Cool. Put me in touch with someone else. No one else is in a relationship with the fact that that customer had a appointment. The CRM, what it does for that hair salon is it allows them to use one software. Everyone has the same mobile app on their phone. And when a customer walks in, Barbara's sick. She's no longer there. All the other team members can log in into the customer's account inside of the CRM and say, oh yeah, you did have an appointment and we already saw that. And we actually already scheduled you with another hairstylist. So you're going to be sitting with Sandra today, who's an amazing hairstylist. Think about that customer experience. One is unaware of the customer journey of where they're at. And the other one is aware. Which one do you think is going to be able to grow predictably, have more revenue, and have more customer satisfaction? The one that had the systems that prepared for the Barbara, the hair salon stylist being out.
Yeah. It's a no-brainer. I think what's really interesting about this, and this is something that founders don't necessarily think about, when it's just you managing just your phone, like it's not going anywhere. You might get your phone wet, I guess, but like your phone's not going to walk out the door. But if it's your employees and it's their phones and they leave, like who owns the customer? The one who has the customer's data. Yes. And so if you're going to start, like you mentioned, if you're going to start bringing in other people to help with the sales process, either in a kind of an ad hoc fashion, like in a salon, or bring in other sales reps, you don't want that source of data to be their phone, because when they leave, their phone goes with them. And not that we want people to leave, but when we do, we don't want to lose the customers as well. That's a really great point. So when we're thinking about a CRM, especially if, like the hair salon, we don't have one in place, it's not enough to just implement it, right? Because it's not like if you have a CRM, all of a sudden you automatically know the journey. So what are some specific mindsets or specific steps or approaches that we need to take when onboarding a new CRM to make sure we get the most out of it?
So one tool, one feature in a CRM that most business owners are going to need and founders are going to need, it's going to be a pipeline management tool. I know in Progreta we have one. However, in any CRM that you decide to choose, you want to make sure that you have an ability to track a customer's journey through the pipeline. And what the pipeline does is visual cards that allows you to understand, is this customer just a lead or did they already inquire about services? Did they get in touch with a salesperson already? Did they get pricing already? Are they currently receiving email and marketing campaigns? Have they already purchased from us? So imagine that you have a bunch of cards laid out in different lines, like columns and rows. Each column represents a stage of doing business. Each card in the column, as it moves along the journey, as it moves along the different columns, it tells you and it allows you to identify where that customer is at. When you're building a scalable business, primarily what you're doing is you're moving each customer through the same predictable journey. That's important here. It's kind of like working fast food. If any of you founders have worked fast food or even have a concept of how fast food works, when I worked at Wendy's over a decade ago, I used to work at the fast food company Wendy's. It's a competitor to McDonald's. And the stage of the burger was the same for the process to complete a burger was the same. We would make the burger on the grill. We would take that burger from the grill. We would put it on a warmer plate. From the warmer plate, we would take the burger, the actual meat, and put it on the sandwich patty or put it on the sandwich bun. And then we would add ketchup, cheese, tomato, and any condiments. And then we would wrap it. So those are the stages. Stage number one, have it be in the grill. Stage number two, have it be on the warmer plate. Stage number three, have it be on the bun. Stage number four, wrap it. So we have this four-step process for every burger. Every single burger goes through this process. In a scaling business, whether you're at $1 million, at $1 million, I remember I made my first million when I was 21. I'm the youngest T-Mobile franchise. And so I owned four T-Mobile stores before my 21st birthday. And that helped me understand what it's like to scale a business. And every single customer that comes in, whether it's a T-Mobile store, whether it's a franchise, whether it's a CRM company, every single customer should have the same predictable process. Now, if we can identify what are those stages in the CRM, we should put it into the CRM. So that way we know what is the next step for every customer. It's no longer on the top of your mind. It's no longer like Bob, the customer. Oh yeah, I just signed him up to do X. This is what he should do next. It's no longer in your mind. It's predictable and it's documented. And that's what the CRM does. So that way your team can actually be the one to fulfill for you rather than you as the founder being involved in the day-to-day minutia.
Yeah.
And the CRM is going to be able to track that for you.
That's good. Hi there, this is Scott. Thank you so much for listening. We're going to get back to the show in just a few seconds, but first I wanted to let you know about my brand new Founders Evolution Quiz. If you're a founder, business owner, or CEO who feels overworked by the business you lead and underwhelmed by the results you're getting, you're doing it wrong. Succeeding as a founder all comes down to doing the right one or two things for right now. So take the quiz today at foundersquiz.com. Again, that's foundersquiz.com. And in just 10 questions, you can figure out what stage you're in so you can focus on what's going to work and say goodbye to everything else. Now, back to the show. So when it comes to fast forward a little bit, we've got it set up. And one of the challenges that I've seen, I'm wondering if you could speak to this for us, is there is so much data that you can track. There's so many fields that you can fill in, so many boxes you can check, so many cards you can move, that if you're not careful, you can end up just kind of checking boxes and making notes and moving cards and not actually getting a whole lot else done. How do you make sure that your CRM serves your needs as opposed to your team serving what the CRM wants?
So I would ask you to this. What is mission critical in net profit? When you look at the net profit, what data points is mission critical? Is it important that you understand that your customers are men or women? Does it matter to your business if it's a man or a woman that your company is serving? If it's not important to you that it's a man or a woman, then that's totally fine. Skip that piece of data. Most CRMs could track that information, but it's not important to you. Skip that data. Is it important to you where the geographical area of your customers? Maybe you're a business that drives out to people and you only serve a specific zip code. Well, if that's important to you, you can capture that specific data. But for example, for an online coach who is working with people internationally on online, it doesn't matter what zip code that they're in. But if you're a business that delivers products or services to your customers in a geographical area, it may be important to capture a zip code. So if you want to identify what is mission critical to net profit, once you've identified that, for example, if I am an online coach, I know what's going to be important to me. It could be the revenue. If I'm a business coach, it could be the revenue of the client. Well, that's important to me. So I'm going to capture that information because it tells me what plan a customer who's buying my services for, what plan they can afford based on their revenue. So I'm going to capture that information. If I'm a business coach and I'm consulting a team, how many members on the team? Am I talking to a company that has 3 employees? Or am I talking to a company that has 400 employees? I want to know that information. That's mission critical to net profit because it tells me how many coaches I need to deploy inside of that, or consultants I need to deploy inside of that campaign. So whether 3 employees that I'm going to be coaching or 400 employees, that's mission critical to my profit, right? So now that we understand what's mission critical to profit, you want to update custom fields inside of the CRM. And any CRM, most CRMs are going to have a section called custom fields. Those fields allow you to customized data that's specific for your business. Everything that is not mission critical to net profit, disregard. So if you're an online coach, it doesn't matter where they live. It doesn't matter about the zip code. You're coaching them on Zoom or online. Disregard the zip code. Disregard the address. But if it's mission critical to have the number of employees, capture that information. And now you're telling your team to only fulfill what is in the custom field section kind of like a checkbox, which is only going to be their information that's mission critical to net profit.
Yeah, that's perfect. I love that. So it seems like I'm going to shift gears on us a little bit here, because it seems like just about every guest we have on, AI is doing something in their world. It's almost obligatory now that we talk about it. But I think that's particularly true of CRMs and marketing automation specifically. So what are you seeing as some of the best practices right now for leveraging AI specifically to boost sales?
Well, specifically to boost sales is the ability to communicate with your customers faster than a human could. If you're a founder, you're at between $1 million to $2, maybe $3, maybe $5 million in revenue. One of your challenges is going to be payroll and staffing. That's one of your challenges, whether you hire domestically or you hire internationally remote employees and their virtual team members. The biggest line item on most businesses, most service-based businesses, is going to be your payroll. And for you to have someone online 24/7 is quite challenging. And it's very costly. The next alternative is to hire an AI agent that is online, that costs pennies to operate, that can communicate with customers on your behalf. So there's one specific AI tool called Conversational AI. Conversational AI, what that does is you first create a knowledge base, documentation. And if you're a scaling business today, many of you may not have that, but that's what's necessary. That's to get you past $6 million, $7, $8 million is going to be documentation of your processes. So whether you're building documentation for humans or AI, it's necessary to build a knowledge base. So step one, you're going to create a knowledge base. That knowledge base is going to be all your price points of your offers, what's included, what your sales process is, where to get information from. Now, specifically in Progretto, how we build our knowledge base is we crawl your website. So if you have a fully built website with your hours of operations, your price points, the information about the team, information about past customers, testimonials, information about your unique process on how you deliver your products or services, and all the information that's about your business, what the crawler is going to do, it's going to go through every single web page, capture all the text, and put it and store it into a knowledge base, where the AI will then go and research it to answer questions later. Then when a customer sends you a DM on Instagram, a message on Facebook, or a text message or an email, the AI can actually respond on your behalf and act as a human on your behalf to your customer. So for example, if you get a text message to your business, this is an example of what a CRM can do to help you generate sales. If you get a text message to your business that says, "Hey, I'm interested in your services, but I wanted to find out the pricing first. Can you tell me the pricing on the hair salon products?" And then the AI can actually respond and say, "Thank you so much for your inquiry. To best identify which one you need, we have Redken, we have Salon Air. Which one do you think is going to be the best for you?" And the customer says, "I don't know." Well, if in your website you have the frequently asked questions section, we can actually take that data, feed it into ChatGPT, and have a conversation back and forth where the AI says, "Okay, great. Do you have long hair? Or do you have short hair? Let's start off with that." And go back and forth with your customer via text message to identify the best product for them and then pitch them the product. And if your website has the ability to buy it, send them the link directly without you ever getting involved. And that's amazing. All done through AI. And that's just a text message. We have voice AI available as well to actually manage conversations when a phone call comes in.
Stunning. Stunning. Andy, there's a question that I have for you. Ask all my guests. I'm interested to see what you have to say, especially from this perspective. But what would you say is the biggest secret you wish wasn't a secret at all? What's that one thing you wish everybody watching or listening today knew?
I wish that everyone watching, if you're scaling your business, everyone in your company should have a key performance indicator that helps with the bottom line. Inside of our company, I feel like I have this secret that I'm holding on to. Inside of my company, I've assigned everyone a KPI, key performance indicator, that helps with the bottom line. And we are passing profit margins that are industry standard because everyone has a number or a metric that's assigned to them. I'll give you an example. I'll give you one that's pretty unorthodox. In my company, we have dozens of employees, and even my bookkeeper has a KPI. You know what my bookkeeper's KPI is? Is an NOI percentage, net operating income percentage. when I looked at ChatGPT and I went to a mastermind full of my peers, and I'm like, hey, does everyone in your company have a KPI? Everyone's like, yes, 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 yes. And I said, you know, I'm stuck on my bookkeeper's KPI. And everyone's like, dude, the bookkeeper doesn't get a KPI. The bookkeeper is there to track data of historical data. And I'm like, no, I want everyone to have a KPI. And what that meant for me was I had to get kind of creative. And then I remember my bookkeeper sent a message to me. He said, hey, I just want to give you a COGS report on cost of goods sold. And I said, that's your KPI. Your KPI is managing COGS. So now my bookkeeper goes through every department inside of my company, the tech department, the admin department, the sales department, and they're tracking where there's opportunity to save on COGS or to increase revenue. We're on track for 50% revenue, 50% margins inside of a SaaS business, inside of a marketing services business. Marketing services is typically between 10, maybe 12, as high as 18%. But we're on track for 50% total net bottom line revenue, net profit, because I put a KPI on my bookkeeper, on my admin support representative, on my customer support representative. So the biggest secret that I knew five years ago, is every single person that's involved, including contractors, shall have a key performance indicator that drives profit to your bottom line.
So good. So good. Couldn't have said it better. Andy, folks want help with their marketing, their CRM. They want to learn more about the work that you guys do, the software that you offer. Where can they find out more?
You can learn more about me, Andy Audate, on all social media platforms, AndyAudate, or learn more about our company at progreda.com, progreda. Now, Progreda stands for Progress Daily. We just took those two words, Progress Daily. We mashed it together. We dropped the SS on Progress, and then we dropped the ILY on Daily. So we put Progress Daily together, and now we got Progreda. Progreda.com is our website.
Amazing. Amazing. Andy, thanks for being on the show. Really a privilege and honor having you here. Really appreciate the conversation. It was fantastic. And for those of you watching and listening, you know that your time and attention mean the world to us. I hope you got as much out of this conversation as I know I did. And I cannot wait to see you next time. Take care.
God, thank you.
Scott Ritzheimer here. Thank you so much for listening to the Start, Scale, and Succeed podcast. I hope this episode gave you exactly what you need for your stage right now. If you want to discover what stage you're in, take our 10-question Founders Evolution quiz for free at founderskiz.com. That's founderskiz.com. It'll pinpoint exactly where you are and give you tailored tips to move forward and reach that next level in your journey as a founder. If you got something out of today's episode, would you do us a favor and share it on social media? Just grab a quick screenshot on your phone, text it to a friend, or post it on your favorite platform. Tag us and use #StartScaleSucceed. I'd love to see your posts. You can also head over to scalearchitects.com/podcast to check out more episodes tagged by your stage so you can focus on what matters most right now. Don't forget, subscribe, rate, review. It helps us to reach more founders like you, and it means a ton to me and my team. So let's keep starting, scaling, and succeeding together. I'll see you in the next episode.